You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Greetings, friends. We're back with the Simple Truth, and we're continuing on with the study on the Sabbath, going through the history of how pagans changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday in violation of and against God's command, and ended up violating the fourth commandment and sinning. And like I said, we're doing this to try and educate people so they know why they're going to church on Sunday, so that they can understand that it is a violation of God's law, and they can repent and start keeping the Sabbath. So, talked about this guy Constantine, the evil Roman Empire. In 312 AD, he changed his position and took control. And after defeating his enemies, he became the Emperor of Rome. And he presided in all kinds of royal pompous theatrics over the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. Now, this is the ruler. He says, off with your head. Your head is going to roll again around on the floor. He was construed today as a political genius. His scheme was to unite paganism and Christianity to strengthen his disintegrating empire, to prop it up. And he knew that the pagans throughout the empire worshiped the sun on the first day of the week. And he discovered that many Christians, especially in Rome and Alexandria, were starting to keep Sunday because, in the excuse that they used, they really wanted to hold on to their pagan traditions of the venerable day of the sun. But they said, well, Jesus rose on Sunday, so let's worship on Sunday. And so Constantine comes up with a plan to unite both of these groups with a platform of Sunday keeping. And on March 7th, 321 AD, that's an important date, March 7, 321 AD, he passed his Sunday law, a national Sunday law, and he outlawed keeping the Sabbath on Saturday like God commanded, so that he knew he wouldn't get the pagans to quit their pagan traditions. So he decided to force the Christians into keeping the pagan traditions and dressing it up with Christian-sounding terminology, even though it was a bunch of lies. The law said that there would be no more Judaizing on the Sabbath day. So from that point on, if you were caught keeping Saturday as the Sabbath, it was a death penalty. Your head would roll. And many people succumbed and gave up and just violated what God said. Similar to the COVID hoax that they pulled on everybody in the last 3 years. Many people rolled up their sleeve and let them inject a biological weapon that would kill them, that contained and was produced by aborted babies. Christians even promoted it, and they sinned. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.